Here it is. Wow. Donald Trump, we have at 46%, Biden, 44.
And this is significant because this is the first time in the history of our poll that former President Trump beats President Biden, still within the margin of error, but still significant.
Yeah, in 2019, 2020, when Trump was president, he trailed all of them. This year, he's trailed all of them in our poll. First time in more than a dozen polls we've seen a result like this. Some of the other ingredients that go into that, Biden has long had an advantage over Trump on likability. Look, at the start of this year, 39% said they had a positive view of Biden, barely 30 of Trump. We've seen consistently a gap like this. Now, the gap is gone. Mm. 36 positive on both, and actually Biden 1 point more negative than Trump. That's been a significant advantage for Biden. Our poll says that advantage, at least for now, may be gone. And we talked about younger voters on foreign policy, and it's true on a host of other topics. Disaffected with Joe Biden, we have 46% for Trump, 42% for Biden among the youngest voters. The youngest voters in the 2020 election were Biden plus 26. This could be a massive sea change.
A massive sea change. That's coming from the ultra-leftists over at NBC. They're just realizing what's happening here. We're seeing nothing less than a massive sea change, and Trump knows it, and now he's making his boldest moves yet. Wait until you see what number 45, soon to be number 47, is doing. It's going to absolutely blow your mind. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you haven't done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. It continues to happen, gang. We have been following this trend for several weeks now, and there's just simply no way around it. Trump is surging. Biden is imploding. Every single poll out there shows the same thing. And we're hearing more and more precisely what you just heard at the beginning of this video. This is our first poll ever showing Trump in the lead. You're hearing that again and again and again. We saw that last week with the latest Quinnipiac poll. Quinnipiac has Trump beating Biden 48-46. And again, what the analysts were noting there is that Trump has never led a Quinnipiac poll ever. Quinnipiac had Biden plus 11 the day before the 2020 election. Quinnipiac had Clinton plus 6 in 2016. Now, what you have to get here is that with their same sampling, their same methodologies, same weighting systems and the like, now Quinnipiac has found that Trump is leading for the first time ever. So you're hearing this more and more from the lamestream media. We've never seen Trump leading ever before, even in 2016. Trump never led Hillary. Now he's beating Biden. Look, if you want to see how panicked the Democrats are, take a look at this one. This is the latest Siena College poll coming out of the bluest of blue states in the nation, New York, okay? Right now, Biden is beating Trump by 10 points in a state where Biden won by over twice that in 2020. Beat Trump by over 20 points just a couple of years ago. That lead's been cut in half. Again, it represents a double-digit swing towards Trump in the bluest of blue states in the nation. Now, at the beginning of the video, you saw a large reason why that is. Young voters are abandoning Biden in droves. This is a constituency that Biden won with 65% of the vote in 2020. They're gone. They've defected. They're voting Trump overwhelmingly. Let that hit you. Trump is winning the young vote. The youngest voters, the under 30 voters, who have historically voted overwhelmingly for the Democrats, are now voting Trump. Trump is surging and Biden is imploding. And so now Trump is going bold. He just made his most epic move ever. Wait until you see this. But first, gang, you do have to click on that link below right now and learn how you could stick it to the establishment by using their own corruption against them. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Companies like BlackRock, they've been bribing corrupt politicians like Nancy Pelosi with insider trading secrets for decades now. They know a whole host of trading secrets that gives them an unfair advantage when picking stocks. But did you know that thanks to a little known SEC database, guess what? We can have access to those very secrets as well. We get to see what stocks these corporate CEOs are buying up in real time. And then we get to piggyback on their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves that Pelosi and the crooks in D.C. have. My friend Ross Givens has been tracking insider trading for years now, and his recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%. And now it's your turn. Click on that link below right now and learn how you too can learn to trade like Pelosi. Click on that link below and learn how to gain an insider advantage for yourself today. It's now official. Trump is coming after RNC Chairman Rona McDaniel. Trump took to Truth Social and touted his polling surge, particularly the Harvard-Harris poll that has him crushing Biden by 6, as well as towering over his single-digit midget primary competition. And then he said this, quote, RNC must save money on lowest ever ratings debates. Use it against the Democrats to stop the steal. If not, revamp the RNC now. Translation, end these stupid, pointless debates or get rid of McDaniel, as in now. Now, reported last week that President Trump's advisors were strongly urging him to fire Ronna McDaniel, demand a resignation in view of her demonstrable incompetency when it comes to winning elections. Vivek Ramaswamy, of course, publicly called on Ronna McDaniel to resign, ironically at one of the pointless debates that nobody's watching. I mean, they really are just a sideshow at this point. 70% of Republican voters think they're a complete waste of time and that the RNC needs to rally behind Trump and push back against this weaponized lawfare that's deliberately trying to interfere in the democratic integrity of a presidential election. So Trump is just once again voicing overwhelming Republican opinion, all as Republican leadership turns yet again a deaf ear to their constituency. So in light of all this, Trump is giving Ronna McDaniel the ultimatum. Take the money that you're using to stage these sideshows, these clown show debates, and use it in a stop the steal effort across the country or find another job. You're a loser, right? McDaniel's a loser. She lost 2018. She lost 2020. She lost 2022. She just lost the off year. And the fact that she continues to waste money on these debates with Krispy Kreme Christie and Bird Brain Haley is just further evidence she has no idea what she's doing. So either end this charade, rally behind Trump, put the money behind the biggest stop the steal effort in the nation, or step aside. So for me, this is Trump demonstrating his leadership over the party. He is the leader of the Republican, not Romney, McDaniel, Trump is the leader of the Republican Party, and the party needs to fully rally behind him. And it looks like he's begun making moves that will ensure whoever is the head of the RNC knows and recognizes who's the real head of the party. Hey, gang, I know what it's like to feel alone out there in these turbulent times, but I broke free. If you, too, have been looking for a community with like-minded patriots who are serious about resisting globalism, building a parallel economy, and having intelligent and deep fellowship on a regular basis, then you've come to the right place. In my Courageous Patriot Insiders community, we're building a close-knit movement of, by, and for patriots who are breaking free from the outrage and despair cycles of the mainstream media and taking on the fight against globalism. Every week, I deep dive into the content I can't share on big tech and give you the cliff notes on the truth of how patriots just like you are building up their communities, starting patriot businesses, and fighting the woke in both public and private. All with a few history and political lessons from yours truly, of course. If you want to stop feeling alone as a patriot and stand together with this fast-growing community, be sure to click on the link in the description below. Don't wait. Join me and my Patriot Coalition today, and let's get fighting.